1 Peter 5:7 says, "Cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you." Today, as we begin our time of prayer, place your palms face down and cast your cares on God. When you're ready, turn your palms upward and receive God's care for you. For this opening reading of the scripture text, listen to the overall movement of it. Ask the Lord for the grace to hear it as if you're hearing it for the very first time. Our scripture reading today is James chapter 1, verses 22 to 27. Listen to God's word. But be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves and, on going away, immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If any think they are religious, and do not bridle their tongues, but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. As you listen to this first reading of the scripture text, ask for the Holy Spirit to bring it to life for you, as if you're hearing it for the very first time. Don't try to analyze or interpret it. Just receive. But be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves and, on going away, immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If any think they are religious and do not bridle their tongues, but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. If a word or phrase has caught your attention, begin to ponder it. What thoughts arise in you as you savor this particular word or phrase? What emotions rise in you as you hear this word or phrase? What memories surface for you as you ponder this word or phrase? And how does this word or phrase connect with your life right now? But be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves and, on going away, immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If any think they are religious, and do not bridle their tongues, but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. Talk honestly with God about whatever you're noticing, and listen for God's invitations to you. How are you being called to respond to God's word? What do you need from God right now? Thank you. but be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves and, on going away, immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If any think they are religious and do not bridle their tongues, but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. In the quiet, enjoy a time of wordless communion with God. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.